From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, October 14th. 30 of California district attorneys have signed a public letter opposing Proposition 50, which would let lawmakers redraw the state's congressional districts. That's more than half the counties in the state. It includes Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey. He's a Democrat and says he's worried about threats to democracy under the Trump administration. But he also believes Prop 50 goes against Democratic values.
To change laws, in a sense, when it becomes convenient for political means, not Democratic means, but for political means, really strikes at the heart of the democracy that I know.
District attorneys in Glenn, Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama, and Yuba counties also signed the letter opposing the measure. Prop 50 is the only statewide measure voters will see on the November 4th ballot. And secure ballot drop boxes are now open across Butte County ahead of California's special election on Tuesday, November 4th. The boxes are available 24 hours a day through 8 p.m. on Election Day. In Chico, voters can find them at Chico State's Bell Memorial Union on West 2nd and Chestnut Streets, the Butte County Library on Sherman Avenue, and the Department of Employment and Social Services on East Avenue. A full list of locations in Durham, Oroville, Gridley, and Paradise is available on the Butte County Clerk Recorder's website, buttevotes.net. Also, Shasta County Registrar of Voters, Clint Curtis, notified the public last week that there could be an issue with the ballots that were sent out for the special election on November 4th. Curtis said a hole in the Proposition 50 ballot design makes it so people can see ballot markings. He suggests voters fold their ballots in a special way so information isn't revealed. Shasta Scout reached out to the Secretary of State's office for more information and was told that small holes in ballots are a normal feature. The Sacramento County Registrar of Voters also assured concerned residents last week that the holes do not pose a risk. In other news, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a slew of bills on Monday with the goal of protecting kids online and adding guardrails for AI development. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
One of the bills will require social media platforms to display warning labels for users under 18 years old to communicate potential mental health risks associated with social media. Others would require age verification for online platforms, establish stronger safeguards for how AI chatbots can interact with children about issues like self-harm and suicide, and strengthen penalties for deepfake pornography. Newsom also enacted a new law that will require tech platforms to clearly label content as real or fake, depending on whether it's been AI generated. California's tech industry opposed the legislation, arguing the laws would be burdensome and stifle innovation in Silicon Valley. The new laws wouldn't go into effect for a couple of years to give tech companies time to comply. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
Additionally, President Trump promised no tax on tips if he were elected, and now it's part of the U.S. tax code. But experts across the political spectrum tell CalMatters that they see limited benefits for Californians. Under the provision, taxpayers who make less than $150,000 a year, or $300,000 if filing jointly, can deduct up to $25,000 in tips from their federal income taxes. Among the nearly 70 occupations that qualify are restaurant servers, gig workers, and cosmetologists. Experts who spoke with CalMatters said how the new law will affect Californians depended on many factors, including whether the filer is single or married, has kids, or deducts other expenses. Experts also said the provision brings up issues of fairness. Some low-wage service workers will get deductions that workers with comparable wages in other industries won't get. And you may have heard a lot about air traffic controllers lately, after the Hollywood Burbank Airport's tower unexpectedly had to close in the middle of the day. So what happens if a shortage like this hits your flight next? LAist Cato Hernandez has more.
There are times when towers close. It happened during the pandemic and continues because of staffing issues. While it's not ideal, pilots are taught how to fly into airports without local controllers to guide them. When they're in the area, they use a special frequency to announce their movements to other planes. They can also be in contact with a remote facility in San Diego, the SoCalTRACON, which can track planes using radar. However, experienced pilots told LAIST they prefer to have eyes on the ground. For LAIST, I'm Cato Hernandez.
Also, local government leaders and housing developers are reacting to a bill Governor Gavin Newsom signed last week to boost housing near major transit stations. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The new law will make it easier to build multifamily housing projects up to 7 stories high within a half mile of rail stations and major bus stops. Some developers see it as a good step towards building the housing California desperately needs. John Vignocchi is a developer in Sacramento who specializes in infill housing.
These types of bills are actually really important for helping, I would say, like smooth out the rough edges of city zoning policies.
But local leaders are disappointed. Many of the state's cities and counties oppose the legislation, arguing it would take away local control and drastically change neighborhoods of single-family homes.
I'm just, you know, really frustrated as a local leader.
Peggy Lemons serves as mayor of Paramount in Los Angeles County. She says her city was already working on a local project to boost housing supply, but this new law will undo all their planning.
We wanted something that fit our community and the desires of our residents. So we're there, you know, after 2.5 years, and this just blows it all out of the water because they've usurped our local control now.
The bill goes into effect July 2026. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
And finally, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill aimed at lowering prescription drug costs in California. AB 41 regulates pharmacy benefit managers. Those are the go-betweens who negotiate drug prices among manufacturers, insurers, and pharmacies. The new law bans a practice known as spread pricing. This is when benefit managers charge health plans more than they pay pharmacies. The bill also requires that any manufacturer rebates be passed on the health insurance plans. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, October 14th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.